This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the 2020 Olympics are happening in 2021. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Olympics is a celebration of worldwide sports and athletics and has been hosted by various cities every 4 years. Tokyo, Japan was slated to host the 2020 international event, but the coronavirus pandemic canceled everything and postponed the 2020 Olympics to 2021. As the world slowly reopens and masks are coming off, the fear of infection spreading is still a valid concern for the Olympic planners. Even though in-person sporting events in the United States have somewhat returned to pre-COVID attendance levels around the world, that is not the case. The International Olympic and Paralympic Committees, Tokyo 2020, the Tokyo Metropolitan Government, and the Government of Japan recently met virtually to make their decision regarding the amount of spectators that will be allowed to attend in person in the sporting venues. The official decision by the Joint Olympic Committees is that the crowd will be capped at 50% of the venue capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 people. There are quite a few qualifiers in who would classify as an Olympic spectator. Students in the Japanese School Spectators Program and their supervisors will not be counted against the 10,000-person limit. They are not considered spectators. VIPs, like sponsors and sporting federation officials, will also not be considered spectators. The actual number of people at the event could be as high as 20,000 in total. International travelers have already been denied access to the Olympics, so the crowd will be made up of primarily Japanese spectators. For those who are able to attend in person, masks will be required to be worn at all times. Loud cheering and shouting is prohibited. Attenders will have staggered arrival and departure times and are strongly encouraged to travel directly from home to the sporting venue and back again to avoid any potential COVID exposure or transmission. They have also set up a plan if infection rates rise due to the Olympic events and will be monitored vigilantly. Out of concern for his country, where only 6.5% of the people have been vaccinated, Japan's top medical advisor advocated that the safest way to host the event in the island nation would be without spectators at all. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that even though he seriously considered the medical recommendation, he decided not to follow it, and he isn't alone. Poll numbers are growing in favor of allowing fans at the Olympic Games. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games began Friday, July 23rd, 2021. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.